Tennessee has been praised for making community college more accessible by giving graduating high schoolers free tuition. But now, schools in the state are realizing free college initiatives are not helping many of the lowest-income students. As WPLN's Shalina Chatlani reports, even if tuition is paid for, higher education can still be too expensive.
Nestled in the back of a volunteer state community college building is the Feed. It's a pantry where students can acquire free food, hygienic products, and school supplies.
Are you good? If not, you keep looking. I didn't know if you were waiting on me.
Inside, first-year student Mackenzie Wallace is helping a few of her classmates pick out items.
Ramen noodles, you know, the Hormel meals, some the little cans of ravioli. We've had some come in and get diapers.
She works at the Feed because she likes the program's mission, but she also needs the money. Wallace came to Vol State so she could play college basketball. She struggles to pay about $850 a month for her apartment, in addition to books and other living expenses. She says her family only brings in one primary source of income for six children.
Kind of, you know, started freaking out. I was like, do I really want to put my family through all that? Because they know it's my dream to play, you know, college basketball, play at the next level. And they didn't want me to have to give up my dreams because money wasn't right.
Wallace is actually a recipient of the Tennessee Promise, which guarantees free tuition for graduating high school seniors. But it can leave low-income students like herself struggling financially. That's because it only covers tuition, and only after other sources of aid, like the Pell Grant, have been applied. It may seem counterintuitive, but low-income students like Wallace can actually get less aid from Tennessee Promise than their wealthier classmates who don't qualify for other assistance.
I received the Pell Grant, and it covered my tuition fee, so then I didn't have enough money to, you know, buy books and just stuff throughout the semester that I needed.
Another first-year student at Vol State, Detonio Northington, says his financial strains are even more extreme. He was once a Tennessee Promise student, but he says he lost a scholarship because he couldn't fulfill its community service requirements. He had to spend that time working. Still, his program is covered through other means, like the Pell Grant and another federal aid program called Gear Up. But even if he receives financial aid refund checks, he doesn't use the extra money for school. Instead, it goes to a single mother for housing and food.
Even though I got the refund, you know, it was a good lump sum of money for me. But once again, bills. I gave that money up to help out with that.
Because of this situation, Northington feels like an outcast at school. And his academic record has also taken a hit.
You know, as a person my age, I shouldn't have to worry about these things. You know, I should be worrying about my education.
Faculty members at Vol State agree. Students shouldn't have to make this type of choice. Administrative assistant Lori Miller realized the scope of the problem after a Wisconsin Hope Lab study showed over a third of community college students are housing or food insecure.
That was very shocking to me because I went to school here. And then I understood that when we have an event on campus that offers food, then once I started seeing all the kids show up there, then it's like, okay, this makes sense. There literally are hungry.
When Vol State conducted its own survey of students, it showed around two-thirds weren't able to provide enough food for themselves. Since the school opened the Feed last year, there have already been more than 500 visits. The school also offers scholarships to help students with expenses like books. But Miller says the school and faculty can only do so much to help students with these costs.
I want to fix all their problems. I mean, I'm a mom. And as an administrator, somebody comes in and they say, I just want to give. I don't have that unlimited funds to do that.
So for concerned educators and policymakers, a question lingers. If free tuition isn't making higher education more accessible, what needs to happen next?
We don't view Tennessee Promise as a silver bullet. We know that it has to be part of a larger patchwork.
That's Mike Krause. He's the executive director of the state agency that oversees how financial aid, like the Promise, is distributed and implemented. He argues the Promise has helped low-income students because it's increased the discussion around college and encouraged more high schoolers to apply for financial aid in the first place. But Krause acknowledges more has to be done. And that's a focus on college completion, not just enrollment.
And if we want to raise retention rates, we're going to have to be really focused on taking down any possible barrier, making sure that when a student goes to school, they're really just able to focus on the academics.
That means providing students services like counseling, food pantries, and emergency grants, he says. For instance, the state only has one other non-merit scholarship for low-income students to pay for expenses besides tuition. And unless there's greater focus on these costs, basic expenses could derail hardworking students from being able to complete their degrees. For example, at Vol State, Northington says he started to skip class so he can work more hours in order to pay for his textbooks. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chatlani.